Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. What are the biblical answers to the great problems of this age? The Bible has been inspired by God. The Word of God is truth. Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Now, there are a lot of people who want to take their versions, their abominable practices, and make them acceptable to God. On the segments that we have been doing concerning homosexuality, their teachings, and the truth of God, it's not enough for them and other people, just like the Catholics and just like the Protestants and just like other people with religious things, that they want to come and change the Word of God so they can say, "We're okay." And that goes back to a book that was written some over 40 years ago entitled, "I'm Okay, You're Okay. You Accept Me with Whatever I Do, and I Accept You with Whatever You Do." And now look where we have come. We have seen that the Anglican Church ordained an open homosexual as a bishop, split the Anglican Church in America. Then later, he married a man.
Bishop Gene Robinson is the first openly gay bishop in Christendom. And when we meet him in the film in November 2007, as a result of his election, his consecration, the American church has said no more. No more to gay bishops, no more to same-sex weddings. His election threw a wrench in the whole system. By the end of the film, as a result of Gene's courageous stand, the church has done a 180, and now more gay bishops are being consecrated, same-sex blessings are being blessed in churches, and his state, New Hampshire, has come around on the gay marriage issue. So really, because of this one guy's leadership, the world has changed, both in church and in state.
We have made great strides in moving from intolerance to tolerance. But the rest of that journey moves from tolerance to real acceptance and affirmation.
The opportunity to reach religious America, and some 91% of America says they believe in God, with a film that doesn't make fun of what it means to be Christian or religious, but instead has great respect for that, but at the same time, low tolerance for that when it's paired with prejudice. I'm really excited about reaching those folk, as they will recognize themselves in the film, both in the straight folk as well as in the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people, and see that they don't have to leave their Christianity behind in order to stand on the right side of history.
Then here, just recently, the Lutheran Church ordained a man who was an open professing homosexual. Now, what we are looking at is the perversion of the scriptures and the deceitfulness of presenting them, and for men committing the great sin that men have always committed in many, many things. And that began with Cain. And what is that sin? God? We know more than you. Now, if we come to you, God, you must accept us and accept what we do. Now, they've taken it one step further today, as we will see, and as we have been covering. They have done this in the translations of the Bible, especially within the last 100 years. They change it to suit their own traditions and their own doctrines. Now let's look at some scriptures and so we can get our bearings. You see, because God created man and woman for a great and marvelous purpose. So you go to our series on From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God, Why Were You Born? And understand that being made in the image and likeness of God, male and female, is for a great and fantastic purpose beyond just the physical relationship, beyond just marriage and having children, but for all eternity. And there is an adversary out there called Satan the devil who hates God, who hates his word, who hates any of the commandments of God. And so what Satan has inspired these religionists to do, who are supposed to be Christian. And I submit to you that the Christianity of this world is anything but Christian except using the name of Christ and using a few pages in the Bible and using a few scriptures, so it looks like that they are doing well. So let's come to the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs is to tell us what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is evil, in simple, easy-to-understand scriptures. And it's designed for young people to keep them from going into living a life of sin. Now, if you don't have our series on Proverbs, we've got it right online, right on the homepage. And so you go ahead and download it, and it has a design on what to do in studying Proverbs, especially for young people. And let me just do a little sidebar here. All young people, that is from 16 to 24, you need to understand something. Your frontal cortex is not fully developed until you're 24, 25, even up to 30. And so because of that, the educational system has taught you to react emotionally. And it's a sad thing indeed to hear all the young people that they put on television that their ability to think and understand is so greatly diminished that they cannot discern between right and wrong, good and evil, because they have been deprived of the Word of God. Now, just to give you one little example of those people who are infamously called, or actually famously called, the low information people. Just a public survey. The question was asked, which one is better, Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act?
I'm more sort of towards the Affordable Care Act, but I'm also there very sympathetic for people that don't have the ability to have proper medical insurance.
And why do you not agree with the Affordable Care Act?
Well, I think it's not really available for all.
So the Affordable Care Act is more affordable than Obamacare?
Just the name says it all.
Right. You would agree with the Affordable Care Act?
Absolutely. I think it's nice that everyone can afford it, and everyone should be able to afford it, but to force people to pay something and then doctors to make something, limiting their ability to do their job, that's kind of anti-American.
Do you believe that Obamacare will eventually lead to gun prohibition?
Yes.
Do you know that Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act are the same thing?
No, they're not. Thanks, you made me look stupid.
That's what we do.
Okay, you did good.
And most of them answered the Affordable Care Act. Just a little sidebar to show how people think. And how that people today, especially in the religious and homosexual communities, are so brazen in their behavior and so brazen in their presentation that they think they can rewrite the Bible and certain verses so to make their behavior acceptable. Proverbs 11 in verse 18. The wicked makes a deceitful work, but one sowing righteousness has a sure reward. Righteousness defines God's way. God is righteous. His laws are righteous. His commandments, his statutes, and everything that he does is righteous. And he wants us to become like him. Verse 19. As righteousness tends to life, so one pursuing evil pursues it to his own death. Verse 20. Those who are of a perverse heart are an abomination to the Lord. Now, we're going to talk about abominations today. But the upright in the way, and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, are his delight. Verse 21, though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Now let's examine some other scriptures which show precisely what they are trying to do in rearranging eight scriptures, reinterpreting and rewriting those scriptures to make it appear that homosexual behavior is acceptable with God. Now let's come to 2 Corinthians, the second chapter, and verse 17. So he's explaining to the Corinthians why they were straying from God and what the false preachers were bringing. Now let's understand something very clear. God says to the law and the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, there is no light in them. And what did Jesus say? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. So rather than stand up and declare, we don't like the Bible, now at least atheists are honest in that, but the religious people who want to be accepted by God become absolutely worse than they are, because they want to take the truth of God and twist it into a lie so they can be justified in their abominable and sinful and wicked behavior, whatever that may be. And please understand this. When they do it with one of the laws of God, they do it with all. And so all, not just the homosexual community, as it is called, but the Christian community in general as well, and the whole population of all people, stand judged and convicted by the Word of God. And you cannot come to the Word of God and twist the Scriptures to make it say what you believe and then claim you're delivered to do it. And God approves it. 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 17. We are not like the many who for their own profit are corrupting the word of God, but we speak with sincerity as from God and before God and in Christ. Now you need to look at that. You need to understand that. But notice what Paul has said here in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 2. For we have personally renounced the hidden things of dishonest gain, not walking in cunning craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, we are commending ourselves to every man's conscience before God. Then he says, the God of this world. Let's read it. Verse 3. But if our gospel is hidden, it is hidden from those who are perishing. Now, how can that be? We'll explain it in a minute. Verse 4, in whom the god of this age, who is Satan the devil, has blinded the minds of those who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Christ's sake. So Satan the devil is out there causing blindness. And spiritual blindness occurs automatically whenever you hear the word of God and you reject it. It's an automatic law. It happens automatic. You begin blinding yourself. And then that progresses down to greater and greater sin, and greater lawlessness, and greater leaving God, until you come to the point that you apostatize. Now, we need to understand that concerning these things as we're going forward. Let's come to Psalm 101 and verse 7. The Word of God always applies to us. And God is looking down here, and he has many ways of knowing and understanding and seeing what we do, what we think, all the time if necessary. So this is very important to understand, because the whole crux and key and understanding about the so-called gay Bible of the homosexual community is that it is deceitful, it is lying, and it is taking into their own hands to change the Word of God to conform to their own misinterpretations and perversions. Let's come back to verse 6. My eyes shall be open upon the faithful of the land. Are you faithful? Do you keep the Word of God? Do you love God? Do you serve God? What do you do? What is your life? Where are you going? Where are you heading? Look at the things that are happening in the world today. What are you going to do when the evil rolls up like a huge snowball, taking everything in its path? Where will you go? This is why we have church at home. Now let's continue. So that they may dwell with me. And that's the ultimate of God's plan. The new heavens, the new earth, the new Jerusalem, to dwell with God. Here it is, right in the Old Testament, telling us that. He who walks in a blameless way, he shall serve me. Verse 7 now. He who works deceit shall not dwell in my house. He who tells lies shall not remain in my sight. Now notice verse 8. Every morning I will destroy all the wicked of the land, so that I may cut off all the wicked doers from the city of the Lord. Yes. Who defines right and wrong, good and evil, righteousness, sin, holiness versus wickedness? God does. His word does. So how do you fit into this? Now let's go one step further. Let's look at one more scripture here. Jeremiah 48. And then we will look at some of the interpretations that the homosexual community brags itself that they have rescued the Bible from the homosexual bias of these narrow-minded religionists. Jeremiah 48, verse 10. Cursed, not blessed. Cursed is he who does the work of the Lord deceitfully. Think of that. We're going to see that is exactly what they do. Now let's first of all come to Leviticus 18 and verse 22. And we will see as we get through this, and we'll probably go over to the next segment in it to understand it. So we need to realize you cannot come along with a huge, gigantic movement and great sins such as these people are presenting as acceptable and good before God, and just do a quick skim over to denounce it. You have to understand the depth of what they are actually doing, see? And that is a great problem with this world today. Everyone wants a summary. Everyone wants a news flash. Everyone wants a quick definition. Everyone wants a tweet or a Facebook or a short message on their electronic device, then they're satisfied. Well, God is not that way. So let's come here to Leviticus 18 in verse 22. You shall not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination to God. Now, question. Is that hard to understand? No, it's not. And it says in another scripture that your daughters shall not become sodomites. And Sodom means homosexual activity. Now, let's read that again. You shall not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination to God. Now, what do the male homosexual community do? They lie with men as with women. Plus, they have great, abominable, just sex parties. And so again, I'm going to tell you, please go to Dr. Paul Cameron's website and you can read about what they actually do. And you will see that this kind of behavior is exactly what God says it is. It is an abomination. Let's come to chapter 20, verse 13. If a man lies with mankind as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. What is the wages of sin? Death. Now, you need to also understand this. Israel was a physical nation. And God gave to the nations, as he has all nations down to this day, the responsibility to administer the death penalty for crimes that are worthy of death. The church does not have the administration of death, but that does not mean that the laws of God have been abolished. That's another whole subject and another religious perversion that is taught from the pulpit contrary to the Word of God. Now, you see, what you need to understand is this. We live in a world that is so totally deceived, so corrupt, and so perverse, whether it is in religion or government or education or private lives or entertainment. And you also need to understand this. The judgment of God is always in motion. And the return of Jesus Christ, he is coming to put an end to all this society and the way that the world is acting and living right now. And unless you repent and come to God, you're likewise going to perish in it. We are living in difficult and terrible times. Now, God offers the way out. His way, but you have to come to him. You have to follow after God. You have to seek God, and that's why we have Church at Home, so that you can do so in the privacy of your home, that you can take the Word of God, you can study it, you can read it, you can prove it, you can see whether the things that you hear on Church at Home are true or not, and you examine your life to see what you're doing and what you need to do to change. So this is a subject that we really need to understand in full and in depth. So once again, be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org, and on our homepage at Church at Home, we have over 50 articles and booklets you can download, all of this at no cost to you. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.